This is what you get when you call Judy Pankow's cell phone. She lives in New Hampshire. You call her cell phone, you get this message.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Hi, this is Judy, and I'm so glad you called. I probably just didn't hear the phone ring because I'm playing Christmas music really loud.
Yes, and one of her Christmas songs is actually taking off. It's a song about that house, and you know the one. You could comfortably read a book in front of this place at midnight because of all the light cast from the 50,000 bulbs that are glowing there. The Holy Family is huddled on the front lawn. Santa's leading reindeer across the roof.
Let me tell you about this house. There's one in every town. It's the one at Christmas time where folks all gather round.
This song is called The House on Christmas Street, and Judy Pankos joins us now from New Hampshire. Judy, thank you, and how long have you had the idea for this song?
Well, I would have to say the original genesis came when I was just a young girl growing up in Waterville, Maine, and I saw the very first quote-unquote house on Christmas Street in my hometown. It was outrageous. We had never seen a house that was decorated to the max the way this house was, and it seemed like everybody in town gathered at this house to see these lights and moving Santa Clauses and singing angels and so on. And then through the years, as I grew and moved around, I noticed that there was indeed one in every town, just about, a house like this where people would pack up the kids and let's go see the house that's got all the lights.
Have you heard from anyone who has heard your song and said, hey, that's about my house?
Oh my gosh, well, yes. I have actually heard from a ton of people. Last year in 2006, my husband was fooling around on the internet, Googling various names of my songs, and he Googled the house on Christmas Street and came up with a video of a house in the Midwest where the fella who owned the house had decorated it to the hilt, and you could drive up to this house and tune in your car radio to a certain frequency, a low-range frequency, and hear my song, The House on Christmas Street, and it would play and the lights would blink in sync with the song. And it was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. It blew me away. And as the Christmas season approached, we began finding videos online of houses all over the country that were playing my song.
Wait now, do you mean to tell me that you have become a national phenomenon with this song and people are decorating their houses to your music all across the country now, and somebody is franchising this?
Yes, it's become the most famous Christmas song that you don't hear on the radio. You hear it at a house near you.
You're going to really take off after you're on Day to Day. This is.
I am hoping. When I heard that you had 2 million plus listeners, my hair stood on end.
Well, it makes my hair stand
like
on end too.
If my song becomes a Christmas hit, then I can die happy.
Judy Pankos, the song is The House on Christmas Street. You heard it here on Day to Day. Judy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
It's got to put a sparkle in your eye. In your eye. Because it's got 47,000 twinkling lights and Santa Claus up on the roof. Dasher and Dancer and all the other reindeer. Rudolph's up there too. With a band of merry snowmen dancing on the porch, and a couple of carolers singing by the lamppost over near the front door. Jesus and his family in a stable on the lawn, and a choir of heavenly angels singing Silent Night Till Dawn. It's where everybody meets. It's the house on Christmas Street.
Day to Day's a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. Merry Christmas from Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.